Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do we have for a theme right now?
Well, it's been the theme all day, not just right now. Let's be honest. It's been all 3 hours. I'm happy you haven't picked up on it yet.
I've been kind of consumed by other stuff. I apologize.
What did J.D. Vance say about every president before Donald Trump?
We have the audio. You want to play the audio?
This is how
J.D. Vance was pushing back on regime change, because Vance, no regime change. Marco Rubio, no regime change. Even our own Pete Hegseth, no regime change. Later, what would Donald Trump tweet? Well, maybe some regime change.
That could happen.
Shockingly. But here's the audio of the number two man and why this will work and it didn't work with the other presidents.
I certainly empathize with Americans who are exhausted after 25 years of foreign entanglements in the Middle East. I understand the concern, but the difference is that back then we had dumb presidents and now we have a president who actually knows how to accomplish America's national.
We can just stop it right there.
That's pretty good.
We can stop it.
That's why the theme is, in honor of all those previous presidents, songs about dummies, idiots, fools.
And it works. It works with a lot of people. The other presidents before him.
Yes.
By the way, this guy who was just crucifying Donald Trump, 14 and 15.
I don't remember
saying
that.
Disgusting comments by Donald Trump.
That's fake news. That was AI generated, I'm sure.
Sure. He's now saying we got the smartest guy ever and all other presidents. Not philosophically, we saw things different. They were dumb. They were dumb.
It's an unbelievable argument to go with. Yeah, like I said, not philosophical, not just we have differing opinions on what should happen with foreign policy with Iran and whatever. No, they were all dumb. That's it. They were dumb.
Fits right in with Commander-in-Chief, who when he's pushing back on Truth Social, either when he's getting ready to go to the Situation Room or just leaving the Situation Room, is pushing back at journalists and calls Anderson Cooper Allison Cooper because he's a gay man. That's the commander chief. And by the way, some of the text here to justify it are just incredibly embarrassing. You obviously get to have an opinion however you want. And you can believe in this 1,000%. You can believe in Donald Trump. Your opinion matters every bit as much as mine. But what you really think is the commander-in-chief should be calling a journalist who hasn't, because his point was, we all know everything was totally destroyed. His own guy, General Kane, Trump's guy, said, we're going to need a period of time to find out the after-action report, how much damage was suffered. Again, his own guy says it. Anybody else who is just, if they're saying no damage was suffered, I would get criticism, but I wouldn't go to a homophobic slur. So and it's gross and it's embarrassing and you have no way of rationalizing it. None. You rationalize is, oh, it doesn't matter or I didn't see it. Again, I'm not saying it matters in any way close to the attack, but we've talked about the attack and we're going to talk about it again. I think Colonel Hunt laid out my point way better than I laid out my point. Again, Donald Trump's own intelligence, the people he hired, said on May 25th, they haven't moved that much closer. That's the summary of it. And now we attack them, seemingly so far, Dave, with brilliant military, right? The weaponry we had, the execution by the pilots, laying it all out.
And everything leading up to it, too.
And
it seemed like the plan was perfect,
yeah,
as far as getting the deception, them not knowing what was coming. And
maybe it was when he was saying 2 weeks, that was the way to lure Iran in. I don't think that myself, because he says 2 weeks about everything.
This time he meant it, though.
Yeah. Well, he didn't mean it because it was 2 days later. But, I mean, I still personally think he was bugged by the pushback he got on that. And then he was bugged by all the stuff with the tariffs, when he pulls back all the tariffs. And I think that played some level of his decision. I also think all the credit Bibi Netanyahu was getting played a part. It's clear that he is more of a let's try to get peace. He is different than some of the other individuals. Joe Biden's track record on where he stood and what the U.S. should do and what the U.S. shouldn't do over decades really wasn't very good. And Trump jumped in on the WMDs years after, but now people act like he was ahead. And obviously Obama said, we're going to run Afghanistan the right way. And he was in Afghanistan the whole time of his presidency. And so Trump's, hey, we're not going to get in other wars, that appealed to a lot of people. And we don't know how far this is going to go. But when Colonel Hunt says this, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how close they were, but let's just look at the circumstances. And we started laying this out with Major a couple weeks ago. After the Hamas attack and the overwhelming response from Israel, which has been highly debated. Okay. So Hamas has been diminished greatly. Hezbollah, when they took on Hezbollah, it was a blowout. That was quick. The Houthis, when the Trump administration jumped in, much stronger than the Biden administration. And the pushback on that. And eventually the U.S., not Israel, the U.S. said, we're good. Israel kept going against the Houthis. Then Assad out in Syria. Then Russia, with their eyes on Ukraine. And then the biggest one, probably of all, because of what Israel's done in the attacks, the Iranian air defense system wasn't very good. I mean, pretty much null and void. I think if the president makes the case, all of that in total, that these guys have been saying death to America for 46 years. And we know there's a reason why they have what they have in a mountain. They're not doing that for good reasons. They're doing that to have nuclear capability because they know what happens. What do we do with North Korea? We talk tough. Any president, Bush, Obama, Biden, Trump, we talk tough, but really don't do anything. Guess what? Because they got a nuke. Guess what happened when Ukraine gave up their nuclear capability? They got run over. So I'm not defending countries who are trying to get nuclear capability, but you know the strength they have when they have it. So if Trump would have laid out the whole case, look, at this is why this is the right time. And maybe they're 5 years, maybe they're 10 years, 15 years. But we've tried to negotiate with them. I believe the report that he was willing to fly to Turkey to meet the Supreme Leader because he's so convinced of his negotiating skills. I give him a ton of credit for that. But in the end, when they were pushing back strongly, and I'll accept that because it's not just their administration, other journalists have reported this, that if Trump makes the case, it was all these reasons why we did it, I think that would have been more compelling to more of the public.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not just his supporters. What do you think?
I agree. If you say, look, there's maybe never going to be a perfect time.
Yep.
But if we're going to wait for them to be, quote unquote, close, and then, you know, all their air defense is back and they're, you know,
there are the proxies. Yeah, they're much stronger.
They're able to defend themselves more. That perhaps they have more allies on their side. If you say, look, we could wait and have a lot more trouble getting to what we need to get to it at these nuclear sites, or we could just do it right now and be done for at least a long while, we hope.
If the strikes were as powerful and if the enrichment was still there.
Yes.
Because some have pushed back saying, who knows if they moved it.
Yeah, obviously that's all in it. But yeah, if you make that argument, I certainly see it. I certainly see the reasons behind it.
I think a lot of other people, and he does care about public opinion, I think a lot of other people, if they're at least being objective, would say, I get that argument. More than just, hey, all of a sudden, we believe Bibi Netanyahu has been telling us for 20 years they're on the verge of it. Now, magically, even though your intelligence told you something differently, that's the reason why.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.